FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Carrollton with Rebuilder, their latest tune from the album Everything or Nothing. It's 105. Right now we're honored to have on the line with us Toby Mack, who is heading this way in early March for the Hits Deep Tour. And Toby, I understand that your tour begins tomorrow. Where's your first concert taking place?
My first concert is in Louisiana, in Alexandria. I mean, we are here. We just arrived like 10 minutes ago on the bus. We're going to rehearse today and then tonight do a dress rehearsal, and then we'll play in this same venue tomorrow. So we're in this same arena for two nights, rehearsing one and then the opening show tomorrow.
What is it about a concert tour that really energizes you? What do you enjoy the most?
I mean, it's something special about, especially when you put out a new record. So The Elements came out in October. I haven't toured it yet. So, like, you know, for a year and a half, I was praying over those songs, dreaming about those songs, seeing those songs live, and thinking about the people out there that would be listening to them, the families, and how they would react. And now all of a sudden I'm going to walk on stage tomorrow, and that song that I dreamed of in the studio and prayed over and thought about the people that were going to listen to it, and comes together with the guy that wrote it and the singer and the people that he wrote it for, kind of. It's like a special moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like a stellar cast of artists are joining you. Tell us about your connection with some of the artists joining you. I know that you've collaborated with some of them on particular songs.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy Camp's out with us. He's a guy that we both toured his first tour of his life, and my first tour of my solo career was the same tour, which was Festival Con Dios, years ago. So we kind of came up together and just love Jeremy. And then of course, Ryan Stevenson is the artist I work with all the time. He's on my record label. We're like, you know, he's one of my best friends for sure. And then, Please, I've never toured with. We are messengers. I've never toured with, but they're just, you know, they're both two of the most passionate artists we have out there. Just absolutely amazing. And then, of course, Aaron Cole, who I have collaborated with a few times, just a guy that I'm working with, and I love working with him. I love writing with him. He's incredible. He's an incredible hip hop artist.
Well, playing to large audiences is not a new thing for you. I learned recently that your first time playing at a Billy Graham event with DC Talk took place back in June of 1994. I'm wondering, did that opportunity take you by surprise, you know, for a Christian rap group to be invited to sing at a Billy Graham event?
Yeah, I mean, we were vetted pretty heavily. Like, honestly, they came out to several shows and got to know us. They wanted to know what they were signing up for with this band of hooligans. they, you know, it was different for them. They'd always just had Cliff sing hymns, and all of a sudden they wanted to do this. A guy named Rick Marshall had the vision, shared it with some people, and next thing you know, he actually is from the Philly area, but next thing you know, it's we're on stage with him. And one of the greatest memories that I cherish.
And that was not the only time that you appeared at a Billy Graham event. Did you get to know Billy personally? How did you know him?
We got to know him very well. Like, literally, I would say on a first-name basis, but he told us to call him Billy. he almost had to make us call him Billy, but we were learning a lot. He would always come and see us in our dressing room before the event began, and we probably did 25 Billy Graham festivals between DC Talk and Toby Mack. As he got a little older, he would send a golf cart around the stadium to pick us up and bring us to his dressing room, and we would sit and talk, and he'd pray with us. And then we got to go hang out with him at his house in Montreat, North Carolina. He invited us in, and I'll never forget, he said, "Would you boys like a Pepsi Cola?" And we were like, sure. And he literally got up and got us a Pepsi and brought us each a Pepsi. Like, I don't even drink Pepsi anymore, but that is another memory that I'll like. That man served us. He's a true servant, and he loved us, and he was a great host at his home.
That's great to hear. Well, we're enjoying the songs that you have released from the album, The Elements, so far. in the context of that album, what are the elements?
It's interesting. I think there's the elements come in all different forms. You know, it's kind of, to give you a greater, probably a grander description, I always tell it like this. When I walk out the door of my home, I determine this is the man I want to be. This is the person of community, the father, the husband, the man of God I want to be. When I determine I'm going to serve people, I'm going to love them well. And I come home that evening and I don't know what it is, but the elements that I was facing, I come home selfish, tired, you know, like not wanting to love others, but wanting to take care of my own needs. And I just think it's, the world is working against us being servants. The world is being against us loving people well. It's just kind of like it's telling us, whether through social media or whether through the beatdown, that we need to look out for ourselves and we need to not be people that are looking to love.
Yeah. And how do you combat that on a personal level?
I combat it by gearing up every morning.
Yeah.
Reading God's word, preparing my heart. I think you're going to always come home a little beat down. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you gear up every morning, we can't forget to, you know, get in God's word and pray and determine who we'd like to be. It might change a little by the afternoon, but the next morning, his mercies are new.
Yeah. Well, Bart Miller, he talks about how that song, I Can Only Imagine, took him like 10 minutes to write. Did you ever have an experience like that where a song came together in a short space of time, and then it turned out to be like a hugely significant song?
I'm a song crafter. Bart and I are very different. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a crafter. I don't just sit down and write a song. I write it, and then I rewrite it, and then I change some lines, and I change some lines, and I change some lines. And it takes me months, and I craft and craft and craft. And but there have been songs like that. Like, for instance, you know, maybe not as big as I Can Only Imagine, but City on Our Knees I wrote in 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I felt really special.
Yes.
It's a repeat second verse, so I got out of the second verse.
Yeah, we play that song rather regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that one was special and quick. And, you know, even the song dating back, Jesus Freak, the song, which is probably arguably the biggest song I've ever written, mm-hmm. It took me a while, but the bones of it, the skeleton of it, I had very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like it came fast. I was by myself, driving a rental car in Florida, listening to this beat. There's nothing there but a bass, a synth bass, and a beat. And I wrote the whole song to that. Mark Heimerman, the guy I wrote it with, had given me that synth bass and beat. And I wrote all the melodies and lyrics to that song, driving a rental car in Florida. And then I continued to craft it.
We're talking with Toby Mack. He's joining a host of other artists on the Hits Deep Tour at the Giant Center in Hershey, March 3rd, 7 p.m. You can see details at WJTL.com and click on the Junction Center tab. That's where you go to find out more information about the event. We're going to let you go, Toby, but just want to set up the song I Just Need You, one of your big hits from 2018. It strikes me as a song acknowledging our constant dependence on God with every breath that we take. What was the story behind that song?
Yeah, exactly what you said. Just that began the elements. That song was the first song I wrote for the elements. I had the concept. I knew the title of the record, but I wanted to set things off right. So the first release was I Just Need You, because that's the end of the elements. The end of the elements is, and you just say, everything else can fall away, but I just need you.
Yeah. Thank you for taking time to talk with us today, Toby. Toby Mack headlining the Hits Deep Tour March 3rd at the Giant Center in Hershey, and tickets are still available. Go to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Now here's Toby Mack with I Just Need You.